T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The drama behind David Price.
I hold all the cards now.
If you ask me, it's over. It's amazing how much funnier he's going to get.
There's 52 cards in a deck of cards and 2 jokers in that deck. Never mind.
Everyone laughing at the funny joke.
No, he's funny now, ain't he?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out. It's not that tough.
This is a fun game. I can't wait to play along with David.
Who are we going to pick on?
I don't know, man.
Pedroia
was standing right here.
Who gives a rat's ass?
They announced a cast of 8 other people who will be working with Joe throughout the course of the season.
He got it!
Names like Sean McDonough, Mario Impemba.
Mario Impebra.
Lou Merlone, yours truly, and this guy.
They call it a walk, Lou, because he doesn't have to run because he's got a free base.
It's not what we do.
Do you got any nicknames for the Red Sox players or home run calls up your sleeve?
Mookie, you bet. Then sale of the century, that's
not. I like that.
J.A. Happ, punk ass bitch!
Oh, no.
Right now.
I went to Vanderbilt.
Even better. How
I'm
about
smart.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm waiting for the big release next week for who's going to be the pregame host. It'll probably be 9 of them, and then the postgame host, it'll probably be 9 more of them, right? Because we have to have some more announcements, because Mutt can't do that anymore, right? He's got a new contract.
Yep,
he's out. Big-time morning guy.
He's not going to come back in the evening.
No. Michael Impeba.
No. They're not going to bring Mark C. James in to do
your
that,
phone.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Phones. Yeah, when that happens.
You know what? There's so many good little one-liners that I left off of my audition tape.
Save it for the next one.
I really want another
of those 9 guys, 7 will get fired.
Seven
will get fired.
Here.
And
we should do it again.
Plenty of open.
Yeah,
I want a mulligan as well.
Yeah, because you weren't. Really
I had an
prepared.
Idea.
You're just kind of. I just grabbed
after we
it.
Heard
Goodbye!
It, I was like, this is what I should have done with you. So maybe we'll do it again.
Into the toes, Lou.
So Christian has already churned. Christian has already churned on Anthony Davis. Doesn't like his attitude. Doesn't like handling all this stuff.
I don't. I think you should start thinking about the way you view him, the way you look at
okay.
him. Yes.
All right.
You disagree?
No.
All right. Well, what does that mean?
What's he really made of? How mentally strong is he? If he's going to allow? Could you think if your agent tells you, hey Lou, you got to take a dive.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fake an injury.
That's what happened.
Okay, yeah, and then you have we're just gonna leave the arena. Forget about your teammates. Forget about the fact that you still have years on your contract. Forget that I completely botched this and I'm making everybody look stupid. I'm getting people fired. You know what? You got to say yes. My answer is no. I'm not doing it. I wish Anthony Davis had the Chris Sale approach. I wish to God he had the Chris Sale approach. It'll never happen in the NBA.
Nobody has it in the NBA.
Because guys aren't like that.
No.
And that's why when you hear Chris Sale talk, you sit there and go, wow. Whoa. Jeez. I know you don't get extra credit for doing the right thing, but wow, you should. You should.
So, all right, so let me ask you this. Do you think, because you might be right, this may piss off a lot of people out there, and he may not play the rest of the season.
I still want him to be a Celtic, but whatever.
Okay.
You have to start looking at him a little bit different. So a guy who would be willing to do that, I don't know. I couldn't do it. That's me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Old school, get off my lawn type of guy. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I guess you would, right?
No, but
I don't know. I guess that's the mentality.
That's NBA players. That's why I laughed at this whole thing yesterday, where all these NFL owners apparently wanted Adam Silver to be the commissioner of the National Football League. First of all, they can find anybody probably to be the commissioner of the NFL. But this whole idea that he'd be any better than the guy you got right now, the players run the NBA. The owners control the NFL. Right. The players and the agents.
The players get the GM fired. They get the coaches fired. They get the athletic trainers fired.
How is it that he's the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind? That's all people talk about. He's unbelievable. You know why? Because he got rid of a racist owner in Los Angeles with the Clippers.
Yeah.
First thing he did on the watch when he got that job, he got rid of that guy.
And from
that point on, he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
And yet, you're right. That league is controlled by the players. Rich Paul right now has been trying to control all of
the
NBA.
He's not even good at it.
No.
He's like he's getting outed for like spreading rumors, and people are calling him out on it, which I like.
Okay, so you still want him to be on the Celtics. I think the actions of Anthony Davis are going to piss off some Celtics fans, especially the ones that have been on the fence of whether they like the idea of Anthony Davis. What happens now if Kyrie Irving, because I believe he will be in the starting lineup for Team LeBron.
I do too.
Sunday night. What do people say if he's in that starting lineup and he looks pretty good playing alongside LeBron and other stars?
Oh, yeah. Well, the rumors are going to fly. I thought you were going to get into, fans getting mad that he was playing. Not that he was chumming up next to LeBron James. He's not going to L.A. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving are not playing together. Get that notion out of here. Why would you finally got out of that situation?
Yeah, but you're going
to
see him Sunday night.
Why would you allow yourself to go? That's not going to happen. That, to me, is the least likely to happen.
He hugs. They have that little hug. That little man hug.
But it's fake. It's like Kobe and Shaq.
It might be fake. It's going to piss off Celtics. It's going to piss off Celtics.
You know what's messed up? Is that like they won a title, you know, with the second big three here. And ever since, we all know it's been a long rebuild. We thought it was going to be long. It's been a lot quicker than everybody would have imagined. And I don't know if everybody thinks this is easy, but it's not. And here we are today, and I think like Celtics fans right now, they're down on two guys that they don't want in their team. Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis.
And they didn't
is wrong with you people? Like, honestly, think about that. Like, you know what? I would rather have this guy and this guy and this guy. You know who I don't want on this team? Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. Like, just say it out loud in a mirror and look at yourself.
And then try not to throw up or laugh.
Try not to punch yourself in the face.
You headbutt yourself. That's what you do.
Those are the two guys you don't want on your team.
Yeah, they were saying the same
thing. I don't
like
what Anthony Davis is doing in New Orleans. I don't like Kyrie Irving's attitude. I don't want either one of these guys.
You just can't go around punching guys in the face.
I think it's going to be an issue with trying to convince Celtic fans. But I'll give you another one. They didn't want Gordon Hayward on the team a week ago. Now they think, oh, he looks great. Oh, he's finally healing from that injury. Suddenly they like him over the last couple of games, don't they? They like him a lot more than they like Kyrie. But Kyrie's going to start in that game. He's going to play in that game. Monday we'll be sitting here talking about the embrace, the hug. They're saying nice things about each other. It's going to be a love-in. That's what it's going to be.
You know what's
going to
be? Okay, so there
it's
is
piss a, there's, Celtic fans
what
off.
About, here's the thing. I don't think it will. But this NBA Celebrity All-Star game is kind of funny to me. When you look at, it's Team Bird versus Team Staley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm going to read
Larry
you some,
Bird,
I'm
Deuce?
Yeah. Squirrel!
What?
It is, but I have a method to my madness.
Sue Bird. Don Staley.
I'm going to start
it's
calling
Sue
out
Bird.
Some of these names.
It's not Larry
I'm going to call
Bird.
Out some of these names. Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lady Bird. Lady Bird?
Yeah,
you tell me, you let me know if you know any of these people. Tell me if you know where they're from.
Okay.
Okay? Mike? Oh, you're not looking at it, are you?
Yeah, I am. But go ahead.
No, I wouldn't look
Mike
at it.
Mike Coulter.
No.
Ooh, Christian, I'm looking at it, and I still don't know who they are.
No clue. I have
okay,
no,
good.
I can see
this
it.
This one's easy.
What
Chris
is
Daughtry.
Hold on. What is
no,
Chris Daughtry? What is Luke Cage? No, I want to go to Mike
Coulter.
Luke
Cage is like a Netflix movie. Or
okay,
superhero.
I don't know. I don't
He's
know.
Like a superhero. Chris. You want to do it? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You do it.
Oh, you just.
I like you. I like you doing it.
Why don't
you
do it? And then you kind of hijacked it.
No, I wasn't.
You can't resist, can you?
No, you moved on from Mike Colby.
I
want to talk
about Chris Daughtry.
You asked us.
It's like him doing his Matt Kuchar story.
You asked us. You asked us, and we didn't. You didn't let us
okay,
answer.
Okay, Chris Daughtry. Do you know? Okay.
Yeah, because the reality show.
Yeah. Okay.
American Idol.
Yeah.
Terrence J.
No.
Who is that?
No.
Famous Los.
No.
Dr. Oz.
Famous what?
Rhapsody.
No.
Bo Reinhardt.
Nope.
No.
J.B. Smooth.
Yes. I know who he is. I like J.B.
Smooth. Steve Smith. It should be senior.
Yes.
Yes.
Aja Wilson.
Nope.
Jay Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Jason Weinman.
No, because he's listed as a hometown hero.
What is that?
All right, let me go for Team Bird.
Okay.
Okay. Ronnie 2K.
No.
I know him.
You liar.
Oh, is he the video guy, though?
Yeah, he's
game
the NBA
guy.
2K guy.
Yeah, he's the guy with the red hair, right?
Ray Allen.
Right no, he doesn't have red hair? No, I get the wrong
Wait, Ray Allen, the basketball player?
Yes.
Right. Hall of Famer. Yes.
He's going to be in the select.
Yes. He's probably the coach or something.
Yes.
But he still won't play with Rondo.
AJ Buckley.
Nope, I know Steve. And Adam.
Good guy. Bad Bunny.
Oh, I know that.
Nope.
She works the streets. And
no. Stephanie Dolson.
No.
No.
Mark Lazary.
I don't, but he's a co-owner of the Bucks. He's playing in this game.
Why would the co-owner of the Bucks be playing?
I have no idea.
I could see if it was in it was in Milwaukee. It's in Charlotte, right?
No, I know.
You got the number one seed. You take some time off.
You recruit. How about Quavo?
Who? Yes.
Oh, the Migos.
Oh, yeah.
Migos.
Rapper,
I know
right?
that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Adam Ray. Nope. Adam Seals. Ooh, oh, sorry. Amanda Seals.
No.
Nope. James Shaw Jr.
Nope, because he's
hometown hero.
And then Brad Williams.
No. But you said this is the celebrity.
Well, let me ask you.
This is the celebrity
this
game.
Is, no, this is not.
Hassan.
Where's Little Bow Wow?
This you is know, not C one. Celebrities or D. This is F.
This F. Z.
No Justin Bieber this year, huh?
No, no Justin Bieber.
Who's well, Hassan Minaj?
Who?
You skipped one.
Patriot Act? He's an actor? From Netflix? Netflix?
No.
No. The answer is no.
No.
So tune into that.
Patriot Act. Yeah, I can't Act wait with to watch Hassan this one. Minaj.
Yeah. Dr. Oz. Hey, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You'll get hemorrhoids.
Why would anybody watch this?
I have no
idea.
No
one is going to watch it.
And why don't they call it the Sue Bird team? They do know. That. They just call it the Bird Team because they figure some people is like, it's Larry.
Larry Bird's going to be there?
Hey, a lot of Netflix. I'm sure a lot of people know these people. Social media influencer. Famous Los. I don't know.
Comedian and social media influencer. So, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't
know. Sebastian Maniscalco.
I was waiting for
where's he at?
I was waiting for like Instagram model.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Diva Legacy. Remember her? Pablo's girl.
Boy, yeah, I'm not big on that one. Is that tonight? Tomorrow?
That is...
That's 7.
Today is 7.
Luke, you won't be watching it,
no,
right?
No, I won't.
Won't be watching.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to rush home and watch it.
All right, we get right back to the phone call, 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Chris Daughtry right here.
Sim. Yeah.
Dude, there are no celebrities. This is Brad Williams, by the way, who is a comedian, about last podcast. He's only 4'4".
Yep.
I'm not sure he can post anybody on the team stay there. I just looked up the entire roster here.
They did that on purpose.
A single person
obviously.
He can post anybody. What?
Look, you know.
Oh, guy, the funny guy. Oh, yeah.
I know it was him.
Put the short guy
in. Oh, it's the little guy.
Kevin Hart. I actually saw him a few nights back, whatever. Have you seen this that's dropped the mic?
I've seen it advertised.
It's like 8 Mile Eminem, you know, like the whole thing, like live going back and forth, you know, freestyling.
Yeah.
He was on there with this girl, Nikki Glaser, and it was pretty funny, actually. It's actually not bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you said Lonzo Ball was on there. I did see it.
First T-Pain.
The promo. Yeah. I saw the promo with Lonzo Ball.
And I remember going, do I even want to bother with this? But Lonzo Ball was a rapper. Like, he did, did like put out some music, by the way.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
We should do that.
Scott's in a car here on OMF. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Scott?
Hi.
So, we're under the impression that Anthony Davis had faked an injury and left the game. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. Yeah.
So, the two athletes there, you ever play with a guy that did that? Do you know anybody?
Off the top of my head, I can't put a name to it, but I'm sure it's happened, yes.
Okay. You think you'd enjoy playing with a guy like that?
If it was Anthony Davis, yes.
Oh, you would. So that wouldn't bother you. So, because now we have a chemistry problem. On the team because not everyone's getting their shot.
Oh, you're
now
talking about Anthony Davis coming to...
I know talent wins in
that. Oh, so Scott, you're talking about him coming to Boston and faking an injury? No, but if he was...
No, I'm saying if a guy does it once, that's who he is, right?
No.
They're millionaires. They're getting paid to play a kid's game for 82 games, and this is what you get.
It's not a kid's game.
It's not a kid's game.
He's not going to come here.
Scott, it's not a kid. Scott, it's not a kid's game. It's big time. No, no, no. It's big time business. It's big time business. Okay? Big time business.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yeah. He hung up. Yeah.
Well, the point is that...
But he's pissed. And it's like what Christian was saying. He didn't like this. I don't think this is going to make more Celtic fans feel better about Anthony Davis. It does not bother me a bit, and I'll tell you why, because this is all being staged. All of this stuff is being staged. It's all being staged because all of the crap that you heard a couple weeks ago where the father said he wouldn't sign in Boston, all made up. And Ainge knows this. It was all made up. It was all made up so that the agent could try to facilitate a trade, get his client out to L.A. All of this stuff has been
stated. I tell you what, whoever does get Anthony Davis is screwed.
No, wow. They're not.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, the way everybody talks about
no,
him.
They're not. They're getting a great player.
Well, no.
Barkley thinks he's the second best player in the league.
Francesa says the game's moving away from his talent.
That's right.
An injury.
Francesa hasn't watched
him
play.
You know, I mean, these are the things I learned lately, you know, from people, is that you don't want anything to do with Anthony Davis, and Kyrie Irving hurts your ball club.
I tell you what, you put him
educated
with...
Educated NBA fans team is worse with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis.
I might be a dope when it comes to the NBA, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you put Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Gordon Hayward, and the remaining cast members you have over there with the Boston Celtics, you can challenge the Golden State Warriors next year. Matter of fact, remember, Golden State might have a rough offseason. Kevin Durant may be going elsewhere. Klay Thompson may be going elsewhere. DeMarcus Cousins probably will be going elsewhere. I'm telling you, you can win the championship next year if you put those three together.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I don't want Anthony Davis to play here. I'm just saying it. And I almost feel like, I guess, he's just a victim of the system then.
They're NBA players with the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind.
Is that it, though?
Yeah, they rule it.
Is that our excuse?
They rule it.
So LeBron can't be critical. You can't be critical of Anthony Davis. He's a victim of the system.
Hey,
he's just doing what he's supposed to do, right?
This is the NBA.
Am I right?
Yes.
So, God forbid we be critical of Anthony Davis for faking an injury and leaving the stadium and completely dismantling a franchise. For God knows how long,
well,
right?
He's not going to dismantle a franchise. But he is leaving.
He leaves, and then anybody else that they get not going to be the same.
Christian, you can argue the point. We've seen this in sports over the years, not just in basketball, where if your organization is not going out getting good players around you and you can't win, player gets frustrated and says, I want to go. I want to play elsewhere. So they didn't do that with him. But he sat there and he said to them, you could trade me away. You can get a fortune for me. And apparently they can. Apparently they can get more than what the Lakers threw out there because the Celtics are going to be in on this thing come July 1st. So New Orleans is going to get an awful lot in return. That's what's pissing off Celtic fans. They don't want to give up the Tatums or the Browns because they have fallen in love with those players. But that's where New Orleans is going to build they're giving up Davis.
So if you went through this, you followed through with this, right, and you faked the injury, you left the stadium, All-Star Games this weekend, you don't play in the All-Star Game, right? They've already said it's just a bruise, right?
I don't think
does he have what Markel Fultz has, involuntary syndrome, whatever?
I don't think he plays.
Well, here's
where... play the rest of the year.
Well, I think the object is to keep him off the court. So I don't think he can play.
That was his decision to stay off the court, right?
Yeah, so I think what happened was New Orleans did not want to put him out in the court because they want to keep him healthy so they can deal him away. He probably agreed to that and said, that's fine. And I don't want to get hurt either because I screw up my chances if I get hurt and miss all of next year and then go into free agency coming off of an injured season. So they probably all agreed to that. And now suddenly the league comes down and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. They did that for a while. League says you can't do this anymore. Can't do this anymore. So we're going to fine you $100,000every time you do it. So what did he do?
He's
in front of a national TV audience.
So technically he's saving his organization money. But you can't get on him for destroying an organization by leaving. I mean, I'm just looking at Giannis has two more years left after this year. They have a great year this year. Let's say they get bounced. Let's say the Celtics beat them. Toronto beats them. Philly beats them in the second round, whoever they match. They get bounced in the second round. Now he goes into next year with 2 years left. Let's say things don't go well for Milwaukee after next year, or they get bounced again, or the season's he'll have 1 year left. He'll be doing the same thing. And when Giannis leaves Milwaukee, they're screwed too. It's just the way the league is.
It all started when LeBron decided he was going to put his own team together in Miami. And once the floodgates were open, everybody was going everywhere else. But all I hear is that Adam Silver is the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind. How could you be the greatest commissioner when the players and the agents are running the league?
And you allow it. It's like a built-in program.
Did you see people get all excited when he apparently unveiled how they can change the name
and the number on the
uniform?
I kind of liked it.
It's a digital thing.
I know. Right? I kind of liked it. It was cool.
But we're not going to be able to do it because they basically staged this. They say they're
Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah, but they say they're not going to be able to do it until like 10 years from now.
So what? It's just like a concept car. So what?
Yes, a concept car.
Big deal. So it's an auto show. That's what they're doing. It's cool as hell, though. Greatest Are you kidding me?
Yes.
That is greatest. That is like some George Jetson type stuff.
Greatest commissioner in
history. And what really drives me crazy when people go, oh, you know, like, he'd be great in the NFL, and he'd never let what happened to he'd never be pushed around like Roger Goodell.
Good.
It's not the Jetsons. I can't,
dude, you work for the owners, dude. Exactly. Like, you would bury, you would get in line just like all the other ones did. Don't act like, no, I'd put my foot down. Jerry Jones wouldn't tell me what to do. Oh, really?
So what has he really, so what has he really done? He's been able to keep peace and harmony when it comes to, you know, political issues, right? Is that fair to say? He's been able to do that?
Social issues.
It's social issues. But he has a rule in place. The players can't go out there and take a knee.
Right.
He hasn't had a single player.
He's already had it in
defy
place.
Defy it.
Yeah.
He hasn't had to deal with...
He inherited that. It's not like David Stern, who dealt with it for the first time and had to throw fines at Abdul Rauf.
That's right, and that's what they did. They threw
the Nuggets.
And they suspended him.
Yeah, but you hit on it, though. By getting rid of what's-his-name up there, the Clippers, instant
that was
credibility.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
instant
he's one of us.
Credibility.
Yep. Got rid
you
of
and they were just like, yeah,
well, excuse
we like
me.
This guy.
Excuse me, Lou.
Recognize the racist and get rid of him. We like you.
Lou, they were talking about him as a racist back in the early 80s.
Right.
So all of those years, he remained owner of the L.A. Clippers. And it's not like it was one of the all-time great franchises. It was an embarrassment
yeah,
as a
Silver
franchise,
rid of
as you know. It was the stepchild. Why didn't they get rid of him years ago?
Well, that's the point. This guy did. Street cred.
So his first order of business was to come in.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not joking.
He got instant credibility, likability.
Look at that guy.
Bro listen, hugs left and right.
Listen, I'm not knocking him. He seems like a nice enough guy, and he's doing an okay job. But every time I hear it, that people just absolutely rave about him. And these other commissioners, they make fun of all the time. Goodell and Bettman and, you know, maybe it's not about because he's new, the baseball commissioner. He's only been there a couple of years. But this guy is idolized. They worship him, which is amazing. When I ever heard that story the other day about that there were owners who were trying to get him to become commissioner of the NFL, if that's the case, why did they give Roger Goodell a new five-year extension a year and a half before they had to?
Yeah. So stupid.
I don't buy it.
It's just perfect puppet for them.
Yeah.
And Silva would be, too. He would.
He would. He'd fight it at first, but he'd get right in line just like all the rest of them.
Jerry Jones would own him. Here's Scott in San Francisco. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
My last name is also Ordway. So
very nice. Are you a big fella, little fella, medium build?
What's that have to do with it? Why are you, doing that?
Because if he's short, I want to call him the big O. If he's big, it kind of doesn't work. I got to call him Tiny. Tiny O.
Kyler Murray is taller than I am. I'll go with that.
Wow. Oh, okay. So a little fella.
Wow, he's taller than I am, too. He's a little guy.
What's up, man?
So I think for Anthony Davis, it doesn't make sense for him to come to Boston because if he's already outright said, I don't want to be here, it's
don't
not
believe
enticing.
Him.
Well, it's not going to be enticing for other free agents down the road if there's already a negative attitude. You want players that want to be there.
Scott, he's...
You're
listening to rhetoric. It's they all say stuff like that. Paul George did the same thing. Matter of fact, Paul George went out of his way to talk about how L.A. was the only place he wanted to be. He was emphatic about it. And he ends up falling in love with OKC, Oklahoma City. It's because he went to a team that, one, he liked the environment. The Celtics have a great ownership, great management team. They have all of the high-end stuff that the players love with the planes and the practice facilities. A lot of the stuff, by the way, that New Orleans doesn't have, he's going to fall in love with this organization. I'm not worried. I think it's all rhetoric because he wanted to go to L.A.
Yep.
Well, I read it on the internet as far as what he said, so maybe I shouldn't believe it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kyrie Irving has said three different things this year about whether he wanted to be here or not, right?
Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't worry about it.
Me neither.
Chris is in a car. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this? Is this Glenn?
This is Dale.
Who's this?
Oh, okay. Anyway, I want to talk about Anthony Davis, the whole Anthony Davis thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing, you know, this agent, it's just ridiculous. What he's throwing this monkey wrench into the NBA, and I don't think it's right at all. It's sickening, really. That I understand the players have all the power in the NBA, but you still can't make that trade.
Why?
Why? Because remember the Kareem trade back in the 70s? You could give the four really good players. It doesn't matter.
Wait, what trade?
Kareem trade. He's talking. Oh, he was Lou Alcindor at the time.
He said Korean.
No, there was no Korean trade. Like,
Korean trade, are we talking about?
Well, North Korea and South Korea.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Traded light bulbs.
Okay, listen, appreciate it, Chris.
Why can't you make the... Did you understand what he said?
No, I was wondering why you kept him there, but that's all right.
I understand that. Steve is in Springfield. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up,
Steve? Hey, Steve.
Yeah, you guys are talking about why is Alvin Silver so good with the NBA.
Yeah.
Because everybody's happy, man. The players are happy and the fans are happy.
Anthony Davis not happy right now.
Hey, that's a different conversation.
What do you mean?
Anthony Davis will be happy once he finally comes to Boston. He'll be happy. But that's a different conversation. We're talking about Adam Silver, though.
No, I don't think we're sitting there saying the NBA isn't happy. You're absolutely right. We're saying if he comes to the NFL, nothing's going to change. The owners will rule him, and he'll be like Roger Goodell.
No, weren't you guys talking about why is Adam Silver so successful? You know, in the NBA, because
no, we're talking about how he's viewed. He's viewed as like the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind.
He's done a good job.
He's done a good job. I'm not knocking Adam Silver, but he head and shoulders over all these other guys that everybody boos anytime they show up in public?
Because he makes everybody happy. He makes the players in his league happy, and he makes the fans happy.
Yeah, because the players control the league.
Yeah. He doesn't get in the way.
Entertains the fans.
Well, wait a minute.
Entertaining the fans.
Well, I don't think fans were happy when LeBron left Miami. I don't think the Miami fans were happy. I don't think the Cleveland fans were happy when he left Cleveland.
The Celtics fans were happy.
Hey, have a happy Friday.
All right, see ya.
He started drinking about 3 hours ago, didn't he?
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, he's had a little bender for about 3 hours.
Boy.
All right, well, for us, we have one more segment to go, and then we'll go on our own bender.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Sunday morning is going to be heaven. Heaven. I mean, I'll be by myself, grab that brand new pearl of a baseball, and I'll slap it into that glove.
I will say that.
You know what I would do? I'd grab a brand new glove, and I would grab a little chair, and I would go into the cage, and I'd put a bucket of balls in the pitching machine. And I would sit in that chair. And I would just sit there. And it would just be like, here comes the pitch. Here comes the next one. Here comes the next one. And I put the bucket next to me. And I drop each pearl into the bucket as the next pitch was. And I'd put a little bit of leather in there, a little bit of oil, a little bit of juices. And I would soften that puppy up. And then I'd sleep with it at night.
What the hell? This is X-rated.
Sleep with it at night.
What are you doing to that glove?
Sleep with it at night. You gotta get a glove ready.
Oh my God.
You gotta take care of the baby.
We're all going to Florida next week, and the worst part about going to Florida is the first day. Lou will be there for a couple days. The first day that we get there, Christian and I will be Wednesday, and we'll find Lou with his nose down to the grass, kind of sniffing
so
it. It's really embarrassing. It really is.
But, you know, it'll be. Is it going to be weird when we try to, like, go say hello to him and he acts like he doesn't know us because he's hanging out with Pete Abraham?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think he and Pete
is going to be weird.
I don't think he and Pete.
It's like we're going to realize, like, he's one of those guys that has a whole nother family. Like, he's got, like, a wife, you know, in another country.
No.
And I don't think Pete Abraham is in the same family.
No,
when,
not
when
at
he goes
not
down there, it's like, oh, you know, he's a totally different guy.
No. No,
respectful.
I'm solo down there.
I'm sure you're going to be invited to a lot of dinners.
It's solo, all right.
No, I'm solo.
Hey, listen, I got a great idea to help out charity. Everybody likes helping out charity.
Sure.
Terrific idea helping out charity. Do you remember last week when Julian Edelman was on Ellen's show?
I do.
And Ellen did the little shave thing. And
all right.
Here we go.
This is like
9 months of hard work.
Yeah. I know. Do you want to say any words to say goodbye to your beard?
I love you, beard.
Love you, beard. So she gave him 10 grand. for the beard, all for the Boys and Girls Club of Boston. And then Julian Edelman did a nice thing, and he said, you know what, I'm going to give the 10 grand too. So they ended up getting 20 grand.
Nice. Yeah,
but apparently they're not done. This is a little strange. So Ellen's taking her little shavings, and she is now currently putting them up on auction on the Charity Buzz website.
Oh, Jesus.
So they've got the first bid at $1,000. Now, are they separating them? Apparently, here's what you get. You're going to receive the beard clippings in a plastic bag and a signed photograph from Ellen of her shaving Edelman.
God, do you want those?
No. No. What? How much do I have to
do with that, dude? Yes.
No.
Yes, that is true. Yes, they do.
See, I thought the idea was great that she gave the money. I'm shaving him and I'm giving the money. Does she actually think that there are people here, Patriot fans, who want a plastic bag with a bunch of hair in it?
Your beard is weird. Your stash is trash.
There are people that, like, after the game was over, like, really every single Super Bowl, they run around and they collect all the confetti.
Confetti, I know. And they put it in the
grass and they try to dig. Yes, of course they would want it.
So what do you do?
One of those weird, like, requests.
So what do you do? Do you go get one of those frames and in your man cave, you know, you have.
You're keeping it like, you know, like you ever, like, save teeth?
Yeah. Save teeth? No.
What?
Save
no. Teeth.
Yeah. One
no.
time when I was younger,
it's
I saved
relatable.
My
teeth.
Yeah, it is.
What do you do?
Keep them in a jar.
You keep them in a jar.
Yeah. You put them up on you and then you put
them in the backyard and try to grow a
No, I haven't. Yeah.
So why wouldn't she try to separate
is that weird?
The
yes.
separate
baby
the
teeth?
Shaving?
Yes. You still
you
have
your
them?
Kids' baby teeth?
No, would you have yours?
Should I throw those? Not mine. Like my kids. Like, should I throw them all out?
Yeah, after like a week.
Oh, jeez.
Wouldn't she be smart to separate the shavings, put a little bit in each container, and then
like, try see if it grows?
That way. Ooh. This is the dumbest thing.
So I've we're ever not going to see our guy here.
No, he's going to be down
I'm
there
leaving
in Florida.
Sunday.
Leaving Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. But and then you and I are down there on Wednesday.
Bring a glove. You going to bring a glove?
No, I'm not bringing my glove.
You don't even have a glove.
I can't.
What do you say? I have three gloves.
Oh, you do. You.
That's three gloves.
No,
like,
you don't.
I have one more than Doug Flutie.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Doug Flutie.
Do you play the drums also?
I play the drums as well. Very good. Oh, shut up.
Okay,
it's all sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday, 2 p.m. Be here. We're out, Ryan.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.